Thank you, Tim. And now for our last batch of stories, which is a mixed selection, starting with the news that a large amount of money has been allocated to improving sports and outdoor activities in the area.
Projects to get more people in Norfolk playing sport and enjoying the outdoors have been earmarked to share more than £1.2 million. New football pitches, improved walking and cycling routes, and better access to a hidden Norfolk gem will be provided thanks to the boost. The money, which comes from a tax on new development called the Community Infrastructure Levy, has been recommended to be spent on projects by the Greater Norwich Growth Board as part of its five-year infrastructure plan. Two of the projects will see the creation of a 3G artificial pitches at the Football Development Centre in Beaufort and at a sports hub in Brundall. Kets Heights, a hidden gem in Thorpe Hamlet with remarkable views of the city, is recommended for more than £300,000 to improve access to the site and the creation of a new habitat to improve biodiversity. More than £200,000 is due to be spent on the Bure Valley Path, which runs from Aylsham to Hofton and Wroxham. That will include a new crossing over the A140 for cyclists and pedestrians, and an establishment of 6 circular walks. Two existing projects on the Marriott's Way, the popular walking and cycling route from Norwich to Aylsham, will get an extra £341,000. Andrew Proctor, chairman of the Greater Norwich Growth Board and leader of Norfolk County Council, said, "This funding will help even more people to get outdoors and enjoy what Norfolk has to offer." Final confirmation of the funding is expected when the Greater Norwich Growth Board, made up of representatives from Norwich, Broadland, South Norfolk and Norfolk Council, meets in March next year.
A Norwich mosque has teamed up with St Martin's Housing Trust to ensure that the city's homeless have free access to cooked meals throughout December. The East Anglian Bangladesh Trust at the Rose Lane Mosque is producing 120 chicken and vegetable curries a week, which volunteers are then distributing to hostels across Norwich. Dr. Jan Cheldon, Chief Executive of St Martin's Housing Trust, said, "We are very fortunate that in the city of Norwich there is accessible food provision for people who are sleeping rough or homeless. However, there is limited cooked meals available on Sundays, and the Rose Lane Mosque has committed itself to fill that gap. This will make all the difference." Jalal Uddin, the chairman of the Board of Trustees at the Rose Lane Mosque, said that the Bangladeshi community in Norwich saw it as their duty to help those in need.
Millions of people have been saddened by the death of national treasure Dame Barbara Windsor. The EastEnders star's death at the age of 83 also triggered memories of her visits to and starring roles in Norwich and Norfolk. Best known for her roles in the Carry On films and for her 15 years in EastEnders as Peggy Mitchell, Norfolk had the joy of welcoming her to our county on a few occasions. Archive pictures show Dame Barbara starring as the lead in Cinderella in Norfolk Theatre Royal's pantomime production in 1970. During another public appearance, her spirit was shown in Norwich when she was caught laughing as a fire alarm sounded in Castle Mall while she cut the ribbon to open the new post office in 1996. Paul Diggins, former media and PR chief of the post office, said, "The post office opening coincided with the launch of the cinema stamps, and of course Barbara was a great part of cinema. She was so delightful to meet and arrange the official opening of the post office."
A rare Christmas star is set to light up the sky over the festive period. Jupiter and Saturn, the two largest planets in the solar system, are going to align in conjunction and appear as a bright double point of light for the first time in 800 years. A conjunction occurs when any two astronomical objects observed from Earth appear to be close together in the sky. it's so rare that this event has not taken place since the Middle Ages. It's been nicknamed the Christmas Star or the Star of Bethlehem. On December the 21st, the day of the winter solstice, the two planets will appear so close, approximately 0.1 degrees apart, that they will look like one bright object. Stargazers in Norfolk will be able to see this Christmas star, but it will be low on the horizon, so it will be visible just after the sun has set. The phenomenon has not been seen for 800 years, and it's believed that the event will next occur in 2080.